Jim Jefferies has been described as one of the most respected comedians of his generation. He's been characterized as provocative and thought-provoking. Jimmy Carr is billed as an award-winning comedian, writer, television host, and one of the biggest names in comedy today, having performed in more than 50 countries across the globe. The fact is that both are very funny men, side-splittingly funny, and when they get together, the hilarious results are not to be missed. Victorians will have that opportunity October 26 when the two comics take the stage at the Save on Foods Memorial Center as part of their Charm Offensive tour. But in case there are any comedy fans who are unfamiliar with these two amazing talents, here's a short tutorial. Jimmy Carr is a household name in the UK, known for hosting more than two decades of comedy programs as well as hosting several series of Comedy Central's Roast Battle UK and Your Face or Mine. He's a regular on all the top panel shows, including Chi and A League of Their Own, has performed as part of the Royal Variety Performance three times and was a judge on all series of BBC One Entertainment series One Can See Your Voice. Carr is also very big in North America, having been the first UK comedian to sign a stand-up deal with Netflix, releasing three specials on that platform. He's also appeared on The Tonight Show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and, well, you get the idea. Part of Carr's success can be found in his approach to comedy, in his book, Jimmy Carr, Before and Laughter. The funniest man in the UK's genuinely useful guide to life, Carr says, common sense and a sense of humor are the same thing, moving at different speeds. A sense of humor is just common sense, dancing. With that in mind, Carr has a reputation for his dark humor and edgy approach to comedy. Still, it works and audiences love him. Then there's Jim Jefferies. A native of Sydney, Australia, Jefferies first achieved international attention in 2007 when his humor prompted an audience member to rush onto the stage and attack him. Undaunted, Jefferies incorporated footage of the attack into his act. Since that time, Jefferies has performed around the world and has released a number of acclaimed specials on Netflix. He's hosted the 10-episode series entitled The Jim Jefferies Show on Comedy Central, a series that was then extended to run a full three seasons. At the 2019 Just for Laughs Festival, in Montreal, he was honored as Stand-Up Comedian of the Year. Jefferies' approach to comedy can be acerbic and edgy, but he doesn't shy away from potentially offending someone. Take the following bits for example. Now, why is there no mention of kangaroos in the Bible? Didn't God create kangaroos? Isn't the Bible written through the hand of man through the voice of God? Why wouldn't he mention the kangaroos? They're such an exciting animal. It seems that they only seem to mention things in the Bible that are within 5 miles of the guy writing it. Or this observation. I wouldn't perform in front of Nazis. I hear they don't take freedom of speech too well. It would be fun gig to rip into them, but I don't think the ending would be great for me. With that in mind, when Carr and Jefferies take the stage at the stage on October 26, the results will likely be unforgettable. For more information, or to purchase tickets for the show, visit sofmc.com/event/jim-jefferies-jimmy-car-charm-offensive.